Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Always a joy to have the opportunity to share the word with you tonight. So anyway, a few years ago, there's a TV show on TV. It's called Fear Factor. I'm not sure any of you have watched this Fear Factor before. People like Scott and myself, definitely. You know, it's our generation. So Fear Factor is a reality TV show. And what it is there would be four contestants that be called up, you know, to, you have Mel, you have Jen, you have Kim and Vandana, you know, they're coming up for this reality show. And in this reality show, there will be a few things that they'll be challenging you. For example, one is they have some really scary like spider or snake or something, and they'll be saying that, okay, Mel, now it's your turn to eat it. You know? You can see the fear in her face immediately. You know? Or it could be height, you know. You'll be like locked up in a car, dangling up very high up there, and they suddenly drop. That would be me, you know. I'll be like so scared in there. And they'll be like, you need to be fighting against animal. Maybe we release a snake in here, and then Kim will be the first one that'll be out the door. So all of us, we have some form of fear in our life. But I believe one of the biggest fear that all of us have is fear of man. So even standing up here today, I'm thinking to myself, how do I conduct myself? You know, is Scott looking at me funny today? You know, like just the eyes, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm not very sure. And what do I say? You know, especially for preachers, the first few minutes, you go like, oh, how do I get their attention? What do I say? And of course, we are scared to do certain things or not do because of what someone will think about it. In the culture that I come from, how you dress, they'll be going like, ooh, you're wearing a polo. Ooh, you know? Or you are not wearing a polo, you know? So that is like something that is very, very much the culture that we grow up in. What car you drive. And I like this quote. It says, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Okay, so that is us. Why we do that is because of fear of man. Fear of man. How then should we conduct ourselves? Instead of me telling you what to do, the best place to go to is the Bible. We're going to ask Jesus, what should we do when we fear man? And tonight, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 12 from verse 1 to 12. I titled it, Choose to Stand Firm in Christ and to Follow the Spirit. The first thing is fear of man. What is that fear of man? What is that bad fear? What should I do? And we'll listen to Jesus and say, what is the solution to this bad fear when you're constantly fearing man? And more importantly, how to I practically walk this out in my life? Before I get started, let us just pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this gathering. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in this place, that you will move mightily and powerfully in our midst, that you will touch every single heart. And tonight, I know this word, Lord, that you have asked me to speak on, fear of man. Perhaps for someone in this room, they are going through a situation that they fear man. Tonight, Lord, I pray that you will minister to us that fear of man. What should we do? We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence in this room tonight. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Fear of man. As we continue in Luke chapter 12, Jesus was among this big crowd of people. And Jesus turned first to his disciple and warned them. This is a warning that he is telling them, beware of the yeast of the Pharisees, the hypocrisy. What is that yeast of hypocrisy? What is being a hypocrite? Or what is hypocrisy means? In the Greek, hypocrisis is the acting of stage play, or like an actor. When you are a hypocrite, you are an actor. What does that mean? One who wears a mask. I'm not talking about you guys, okay? The one that wearing mask, you know? Because that mask is okay, all right? That is the approved mask, you know? What I'm talking about is someone who pretends to be what he or she is not. In our Chinese culture, there's something called 变脸, face changing. This is a very popular type of a show. So this person will come on up with like 20 masks on his face. He turned around, whoop, a different mask. Then he turned, changed, the mask just keep changing. And it's amazing to watch a show like that. Oftentimes I think, wow, that is me. When I'm talking to Conrad, I want to look more holy. Vroom, I put on the holy mask, you know. Oh yeah, do you know about, you know. Then when I'm talking to Mark, I put on a different mask. So we constantly pretend. I shouldn't say we. Some of us pretends to be what he or she is not. That is constantly changing our mask. Why do we do that? Why do we keep changing our mask? You know, someone are smiling, they're going like, you know. Why do we keep changing our mask? Again, it's fear. It's fear of man. And Jesus is telling us, he was telling us, beware of this hypocrisy, that we are an actor in front of others. Because the time is coming when everything that is covered up will be revealed. Everything that's covered up will be revealed, and all that is in secret will be made known to all. Whatever you say in the dark will be heard in the light. Wow, that one is scary, you know. And what you have whispered behind closed door will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear. So Jesus is reminding us, don't be a hypocrite. Don't, when you are in closed doors, you behave differently. But when you are in open, you behave differently. We can only be hypocrites before men. Because men and women cannot see our heart. But never before God. Because God sees through the actor's mask. Then the question is asked, is why do I behave like this in front of men? We look at the Pharisees. Why does the Pharisees does that? Because they want to receive the praise of men. That is the motive behind why they fear men. Because they enjoy that praise. Like in John chapter 12, we say, for the Pharisees love praise from men more than praise from God. We enjoy more praise from men than from God. That sounds so wrong, but then that's how we are conditioned to live. We enjoy it when someone go, wow, you know, Kim, your hair looks really nice. But behind, oh, you know. So we enjoy receiving praise. And if you look at Matthew 23, it tells us even more about why the Pharisees are doing it. Everything they do is for show. This is what Jesus is saying. On their arms, you look at the arms here. They wear extra white prayer boxes with scripture verses inside. And they wear robes with extra long tassels. And they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in seats of honor in synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplace and to be called rabbi. They put on a mask. Then that way, they can receive more praise. That is the motive of why they fear men. Because they enjoy it. Then there's the flip side to it. Why do we do it? For the Pharisees, is for men, to get praise. For the disciples, is to avoid persecution. In Galatians chapter 2, he talks about Paul. Apostle Paul confronts Apostle Peter. When he first arrived, when Peter first arrived, he ate with the Gentiles believers. So he was like together with the Gentiles that were having a meal who were not circumcised. But afterward, when some friends of James came, the Jews came, Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. He was afraid of criticism from these people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. He was fearing the criticism. So what does he do? As a result, other Jewish believers follow Peter's hypocrisy. And even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. So when we talk about being a hypocrite, there are reasons why we are doing it. One is we wanted to receive praise from men. We want to look holier than my neighbor. We want to look richer because of my big car. Or we are so afraid. Everyone is driving a BMW. I need to get a BMW. You know, so that is what we are fearing, man. And that is a bad fear. Because we will never be able to satisfy or never able to receive enough praise in our life. Or there will always be people persecuting or saying bad things or comparing you with someone else. Now, knowing that, we don't want the bad fear. We don't want to fear men. What do? Let's continue and see what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Dear friends," in verse 4, "don't be afraid of those who can kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that." Then Jesus said, "I tell you whom to fear. Fear God. Fear God. He has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, He is the one to fear." So the solution to bad fear is good fear. What is good fear? Fear God. You replace our bad fear with good fear. The good fear is you fear of God. Because what Oswald Chambers was saying, when you fear God, you fear nothing else. When you fear God, you fear nothing else. Whereas, if you do not fear God, you fear everything else. Take that home. Process it, meditate on it. After enough time, that I do believe that when we fear God, we will fear nothing else. Then the question is, what do you mean when you say fear God? Fear God is to stand in awe before God with reverence and respect. We stand in awe, A-W-E, awe, before the Lord with reverence and respect. We bow before Him in awe and reverence, acknowledging that He is in total control of His creation and worthy of all respect, love, praise, honor, and worship. So every time when Mel comes up here, when she leads the worship, she is fearing God. She is praising God. She is saying that, God, every breath that I take is from You. And You can just take that away just like that. Imagine that you're standing in this beautiful creation of God. And that is you, Nick. You're standing there. You're looking at the creation. You go like, wow, that is awesome. But one wrong step on the cliff, boom, you are gone. So at one hand, you see God's marvelous creation. But at the same time, you also know God is God. He created heaven and earth. Isaiah, in chapter 6, when God appeared to him, you know what he said? He was saying, "It's all over. I am doomed. For I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips and live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I've seen the King, the Lord of heaven's army." That is the reverence that Isaiah, the prophet, has. And for Apostle John, when he was in Patmos, in Revelation chapter 1, when I saw him, him is God. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if I were dead. And that is the response when God appears. But too often, we think God is just one of the boys. You know, oh yeah, he's like, give me a high five, God. You know, it's like, there's very little fear or reverence for God, for his word, the sacred word of God. We think too lightly of it. As an author, C.S. Lewis, I think most of you have read something on C.S. Lewis. I like what he was saying in the book of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Aslan is the lion, the great lion. And Susan, the little girl, is supposed to be meeting Aslan, the great lion, the first time. So she was asking, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe, say Mr. Beaver. Who say anything about safe? Of course, he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Can you imagine that a lion is in this room? Most of us will be very respectful of the lion. You know? Very respectful. You go, lion, Mr. Lion. Oh, okay. I know you're not safe. That is reverence for the lion. That is reverence for the lion. So knowing that, how do I walk in the fear of the Lord then? Because God is holy, we know that. And like what Isaiah is saying, we are not. God is all-knowing. He knows everything that we are doing. In the open as well, hidden. And God is all-powerful. So then, do we walk like we are walking on eggshell? Like constantly being sin-conscious? Oh, did I do this wrong? Oh, did I do that? Do I do this? Do I do that? You know, there are some of us could be walking with that fear. And today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will deliver you from that fear. That you're constantly fearing that, am I doing this right, doing that wrong? Why? Because we need to hold the balance. Like what Jesus continued on in chapter 12, verse 6, he says, what is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. So that is the tension that Jesus is telling us to hold. At one hand, we say that awesomeness of God. God is holy. God is powerful. But on the other hand, just like the lion in Narnia, he is good. He is the king. And most importantly, he cares. He cares for you and for me. And in Deuteronomy chapter 7, it says, the Lord your God has chosen you. He has chosen you, has chosen you, has chosen you, has chosen us to be his people. And we are his treasured possession. That's who we are. So the tension that we need to hold, fear of God is not safe. God is all powerful. God is holy. God can take my breath away just like that. But on the other hand, I know God loves me. God cares for me, and he is good. Amen? So that is the tension that we need to hold. Now, how do we continue to walk in the Lord then? In the fear of the Lord? It's a choice. It's a decision that all of us must make. I cannot make it for you, Mark. You have to make that choice yourself. I cannot say, oh yeah, you have to fear God. Say, oh sure, where do I sign? And then, but yet, you, inside, you have to make that decision yourself. Because it's a choice that all of us need to make. I will make my choice based on the word of God. Because in Proverbs 29, 25 say, whoever the fear of man brings a snare, snare is a trap. When you fear man, you're going to fall into a trap. As we say, if you want praise from man, there's never enough. If you worried about being persecuted, there'll be a lot of people waiting in line to persecute you, to say how terrible you are. So the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Who wants to be safe? I want to be safe. I want to be in that category. And in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The beginning of knowledge. Fools, the one that fear man, despise wisdom and instruction. I want to have knowledge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. That's where the abundance life is flowing. That's where I want to be. The one may turn away from the snares of death. So for all of us, we need to choose for ourselves. Scott cannot choose it for you, Conrad. You have to choose it yourself. Your parents cannot choose that for you. You have to be the one that decides, I choose to fear God. And that is the first thing that we need to remember. To fear God is a choice. Similarly, to fear man is also a choice. The second, we continue what Jesus is telling us in Luke chapter 12. He said, I tell you the truth. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angel. But anyone who denies me here on earth will be denied before God's angel. So we need to come back to be standing firm in Christ. And I put the word in truth. So in His word, that we need to be standing firm. That we need to continue to stand firm on the promises of God. On all the oath God has made for us. That we want to stand firm as we are walking on this earth. What does it mean when we say we deny Jesus? Peter is a good example. Peter denied Jesus how many times? Three times. Three times that he denied Jesus when the servant girl was asking him, oh, you're with Jesus. Oh, no, I don't know him, you know. He did it three times. But God is merciful. God is merciful. Why does this is important for us? Because there will be a day when you'll be speaking, when you're doing evangelism, or when you're being persecuted, where do you stand? Do I stand firm to say, yes, I'm a believer of Christ? Because I fear God. That's why I want to stand firm in Christ. And what is the third thing that Jesus is giving us from Luke 12? Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Verse 11, and when you are brought to trial in the synagogues and before rulers and authorities, don't worry about how to defend yourself or what to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what needs to be said. This can be a sermon on its own, but the one that I want to pick on is that we need the Holy Spirit, that we need to walk in His way. We need to walk guided by the Holy Spirit. So in order to replace our bad fear, fear of man, with the good fear, fear of God, the first thing is a choice. It's a choice. Because we know when I fear man, I will fall into a trap. When I fear God and know that He is good, that He is the King, then He is the Lord of Lords, that He cares for me, that brings life, that brings wisdom. So as for me and my household, We choose to fear God. We choose to fear God. The second thing Jesus is telling us is we need to continue to stand firm in His Word. We need to continue to stand firm in the Scripture, in Him that we're going to stand firm. And He has sent the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate to walk with us. So we need to follow His ways, not your ways. And He will teach you what to say. When someone giving you that heaps of praise, that you go like, oh, Holy Spirit, I think that is, you know, a trap is coming. Or when someone is persecuting us, Holy Spirit will teach us how to answer them. Fear of man is bad fear. What is the solution to bad fear? Replace it with good fear. And that's fear of God. How do we practically walk this out? Choose to fear God, stand firm in Christ, in His words, and follow His Spirit. And I'll end with this. The end of the matter, all has been heard. This is what King Solomon is saying in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen. Let me pray. Father, we thank You for tonight. We thank You for Your word that You have given us in Luke chapter 12. That we thank You, Lord Jesus, that You have reminded us tonight that in order not to fear man, we need to replace it with the good fear. We want to fear You, God. That we know, Lord, that You have given us a free will to choose. And tonight, as for me and my household, we choose to fear You. And I pray for my brother and sister in this room right now, that for some of them, they are in the decision of making that decision, the choice, that they will choose You. They will choose to fear You. And they will continue to stand firm in You, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will stand firm in Your words. And I pray tonight, Holy Spirit, that You will guide us and we will follow. And it is Your ways that we will follow. We thank You, Lord Jesus, once again for tonight. I pray a prayer of blessing upon everyone that is in this room, that they will continue to receive the love, the joy, and the peace. And I pray for my brother, Darren, in U.S., that You will continue to anoint him. You will continue to use him mightily and powerfully as he's traveling in the States. We thank You, Lord Jesus, once again for tonight. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.